Blog Talk Radio.
I can't believe we're finally here. With all that we've imagined, the reality of this night is sure to make this the best night ever. At the gala, in the garden, I'm going to see them all. All the creatures, I'll befriend them at the gala. All the birdies and the critters, they will love me big and small. We'll become good friends forever. I will sell them on my apple-tastic tree. Hungry ponies, they will buy them caramel apples, apple sweets. And I'll earn a lot of money for the apple family. At the gala of the royals, they will meet their rarity. They will see I'm just as regal at the gala. I will find him, my prince charming, and how gallant he will be. He will treat me like a lady tonight at the gala.
It is Friday, January 20th. I'm your host, Pandora Rose, and this is my co-host. Gosh darn it, I need to find that nest. I told the Orkin man he needed to find the nest, but yet he keeps insisting that he's killed them all. Oh, well, I keep trying, but you just can't find the right Orkin man. And if anyone cannot guess what our topic is tonight, yes, it is... Oh, wait, hold on. Little Alley Cat?
Our topic is, how many times can Little Alley Cat be late in 1 year?
Well, let's see.
Ow!
One.
Ow!
No. Don't do that. People will start turning off the radio or computer or whatever. One is about all I can take.
Well, you know, you missed the theme song.
Oh, well, shoot. What was the theme song? Let me guess. Was it the Friendship is Magic opening?
I can't believe we're finally here. With all that we've imagined, the reality of this night is sure to make this the best.
Why'd you use the gala one? Why didn't you use just the opening tune?
Because that's the one I had.
God, Amy, you knew we were going to do this for like a week. How long does it take?
Let's see. When I come home at like 7 o'clock every night and I get to go to bed at 9.
You know what? Some humans have the capacity to make themselves stay up for an additional 5 or 10 minutes to do stuff like that. You don't, there's not a switch, Amy. You don't, like, collapse onto the floor into a pile of heap, regardless of where you are at 9 o'clock at night.
Actually, yes, I do, especially when I've got to get up at 5 a.m.
You know, there's, you know, at least we know you're well-rested.
Yes. I would think the motorists on the expressways would enjoy me being well-rested.
You're just one of the few people I've ever known that has to have that mandatory 8 hours and is unable to function otherwise.
Okay.
All right, what hell are you putting me through this week?
Huh?
What hell are you putting me through this week? Yeah, I said a naughty word. Sorry, kids. Go to bed.
Ow!
All right, don't go to bed. I'm just in an ornery mood this week. I've been catching it from Tomcat and Kitten as well. They're like, what is up with you?
No, that wasn't for going to bed. That was for the naughty word.
Yeah, I know. I figured that part out. It's a good thing that we don't like have to like get like fined or anything for that, you know? We would be so screwed. And I can say that. That's not a bad word. That just implies.
That is true.
Hey, I'm on my cell phone, so if for some reason I accidentally hang up, just know it wasn't intentional. I have these wonderful new smartphones and everything. Sometimes the cheek will hang up. I cheek dial, but the opposite. I cheek hang up on myself.
Well, it's better than what I used to do with our very first cell phones. I used the pants dial.
The same guy. Well, you know, it helps if you have more than one phone number in your address book, Panda.
But you know what it is? I always hit that same speed dial number.
Poor guy. Did you finally get around to changing it?
No, he's still on the same speed dial.
But did you then since change your phone so that does not happen to him anymore?
Yes. You know, I think he greatly enjoyed it because, you know, he'd be yelling at me and then he would just give up and then he would just listen to whatever I was doing.
Yeah, I wonder if he started recording that. That could be, fodder for later. Like, hey, could you call in, please? I need some material for tonight's show.
Oh, God. Oh, yes. But, yes, we are talking about... Believe it or not, 2 weeks ago, yes, it was 2 weeks, because we didn't have a show last week, because I was just too gosh darn tired. We actually ended the G2s.
Are you sure we've ended the G2s? I don't remember ending the G2s. I mean, was I not there for the last G2 show or something?
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Well, who was with you? Did you have Yum Yum?
Yes.
Well, at least you had somebody who was in the know. That's good.
And he did confirm that, yes, we did end the G2s.
Wow. So... Well, that means that we have G3s on the horizon.
Yes.
Something that I think some of the newer collectors will be able to relate to a little bit more. You know, it's a much more recent... Wasn't G3s what brought you into the loop?
Actually, yeah, it was.
So we have a lot of collectors out there. You know, their first exposure was with the G3s that came out, now 7 years ago?
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting, you know. We'll have a whole nother generation of pony collectors that identify with the G3s more than the G1s. Or
definitely
the G2s that are like the bastard children of the My Little Pony world. G3.5s, which nobody even acknowledges. They're like beyond bastards.
Yeah, I do believe that when we get to that those shows, it'll be, they were here. They had huge
heads.
So here,
can we move on? Do we have to talk about them? Really? I mean, we will have to talk about them, but thankfully G3 was such a huge, huge amount of ponies that, you know what, the show might be done by then. We might be, like, either not doing it anymore or we'll be, like, 80 years old. You know, it's just like G3 is going to go on forever. So I'm not too concerned at this point about the nightmare of G3.5.
Yeah, neither am I.
We probably got a good 2 years to go.
Yeah,
that's
definitely
how long it takes us to talk about ponies. In addition to, there's probably something like 600 or 700 G3s at least. I mean, there is a ridiculous amount of those guys. So, you know, even if you averaged out, okay, even if we actually did, let's say we did 50 shows a year, which we don't because we missed more than 6 weeks out of the year.
Yeah.
But if we did 50 shows a year and we covered 10 ponies a night, I mean, we'd still take a year to get through 500 ponies, and that wouldn't be the whole line. So we'll be doing it for a couple of years.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely agree. And plus, we will have these little interludes, you know.
Yes!
Oh, my.
Tomcat is distracting me.
Tell him not to do that again. Ow, that hurt.
Was not pony-related. Sorry, we were talking about what? I don't remember what we were talking about. Sorry. Oh, yeah, that we actually talk about other things like our special shows and stuff like that. We need to arrange something. We need to arrange something new and interesting and different. Have a guest on. That's what we need.
Actually, yeah, I was thinking about trying to see if we can round up any customizers who actually customize G2s.
Ooh, you know, I think, I want to say, didn't somebody use a G2 to make a Zecora? Are we still there?
Yeah, I'm trying
okay,
to remember.
Okay, yeah, I'm cheat-dialing you. I thought somebody used a G2 to customize it into a Zecora from the film show, but I'm not sure.
I have no clue either.
You know,
I don't know if I've
ever seen a G2 custom.
Wait. I think we have one.
Oh, did somebody mention that they know somebody who does a G2 custom?
Yes.
Wow, okay. Then, yeah, that would have been good to know, you know, a couple weeks ago. We could have had them on tonight. Hey, can they call this person? Let's have them on right now.
Well, you know, I don't know if we can get them on such short notice.
It's a phone number. If they can provide a phone number, we can call. They can always claim that they have no idea who we are and we called the wrong number if they don't want to talk. But what? How many shows do you know? It's like the radio talk shows and other shows are like randomly just call up somebody. Hi, this is WKRP in Cincinnati. You're on the show. What the heck? Hi, I'm Johnny Depp. I just wanted to call and say hi. I mean, you hear stuff like that all the time. Okay, so this isn't nearly as cool as either of those, but we have that capability. And if they're a pony customizer, I mean, the odds of them being a cool person are pretty good. Unless, of course, you know, it's only 9 o'clock at night. I think we should risk it. Come on, baby, get a number.
I don't know if we're going to be able to get a number, you know.
Get an email. Let's make it happen right now.
That can be extremely difficult.
It can't be that dang difficult. Get the email and then, or find out the name of the person. We will PM them through the arena. What are you doing, calling Yum Yum? He customizes G2s?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
This is the My Little Pony Talk Show. Who's this?
This is Nikki Tsukinoko of the My Little Pony Arena.
Oh, and I bet you are a G2 customizer, aren't you?
Yes.
I have a feeling like I was set up, and this isn't spontaneous at all. Did you know we were going to call?
I suspected it. Here, let me turn the sound off. I'm listening, actually, at the moment. So.
Hey, I just heard
that great delay. That's fantastic.
Yeah, that 1 minute delay that we don't use at all to censor me in case you've been listening since the beginning of the show. I think that is
so
the
how are you
point
guys
of the delay.
Doing?
Well, you know, you wanted variety. Well, here we go. We have an interview right here, right now.
Awesome.
Surprise!
So prepared. Woohoo! You know me, I can never think of what to say on the spot.
Who needs to be prepared?
Well, you know what would be great is if you could tell us a website address so that we could see some of the work. And for those that listen later, can see this stuff.
Okay, well, the best place to view my stuff is on DeviantArt. And
what is it? www.deviantart. Deviant.
Yes, I am actually sailorcancer713.deviantart.com.
All right, let's see. That does not sound like your pony name at all. So you
well,
said,
no,
Sailor?
I started the
Sailor,
yeah, like
S-A-I-L-O-R cancer. Is that any relationship to like Sailor Moon?
Yeah, I started it way back when I was a total Sailor Moon geek. And I'm terrible at drawing people, so eventually I stopped doing that. But but I gave it a good try.
So Sailor Cancer, that's as far as
713.deviantart.com.
.deviantart.com. Great. See, I'm pecking. I'm using one finger since the other hand is holding the phone, so I'm a little bit behind in my speed. All right. So let's see. Browse gallery. Let's see what we can find. Is that you?
Yes, I have.
Oh, you're cute.
Yes.
Yes, she knows.
Pink and purple. My little pink and purple pony.
No, I'm talking about the person. So, you know, you. The
oh.
In the green shirt. You're like, yeah.
Yes, yes, that's me.
Okay, you're modest.
Oh. No, that's an idealized version of me. I actually had hair extensions in at the time. I can't afford those hair extensions. I was just trying them on, but.
Oh, well, they look good. You know what? I'm sure you're adorable without them, too. I mean, the hair isn't what makes it. But you look quite cute.
No, never it is. Never, never the hair.
So, you know, we now have a bunch of guys that have suddenly logged on. Like, oh, somebody say cute chicks? Right on, I'm there. All right, so let's go to the browse gallery and see what we've got. Do you have your G2s all clustered together, or do we have to randomly go through everything?
I have the one that I've actually uploaded is in a category just called G2. You'll see over on the side of my gallery, I try and keep them, I mean, they're all lumped together in my gallery, but over to the side, there's different folders, and you can see my G1s, my G2s, which there's only one posted at the moment, my G3 and my G3.5 and my G4s. And
that looks strangely like a G2 McDonald's pony.
It is. It's the first G2 that I managed to get a hold of, and it was tiny, and I thought, I have to figure out how to do tiny. And I was looking at one of my friend's avatars on the My Little Pony Arena, Cala Vista, and I'm like, that kind of looks like a G2 pony. I shall try and make it. And it was a lot of fun. It was really hard because it's not a big canvas. But it was a lot of fun. So now I have several G2 baits that are in various stages of work in progress, one of whom is destined to be a big Macintosh.
Aww.
Which matches the original theme of the show tonight?
Yeah, you know what? As a matter of fact, because of the way the little feet of the G2s have, like, the little ruffly edge, that works for making little baby boys.
It does. And, you know, the G2 ponies are just similar enough to the G4 ponies that it's not hard. It's not real hard to convert them, and they're the right size to be a big brother version. It's,
oh, really?
I compared my...
Are we talking about the adults or the McDonald's version, G2?
The adults. The regular G2.
You gotta have to put a little weight on them, though. Aren't they a little slender, or do they look stockier? You know, I have to go...
They are a little slender, but I do a lot of sculpting, so it's doesn't take much to add a little bit of weight. But when I'm converting
girth.
Into Big Macintosh,
girth. Is, I like it when you use the word girth when referring to them. So you're adding girth. Big Macintosh.
I'm adding muscle mass.
There you go. You're not adding
and,
to your belly or anything like that at all.
Yes, so the one I'm converting is originally Berry Bright. And Berry Bright will, as soon as I am done, be a Big Macintosh.
Cool. Did you see the video from the BronyCon that was out there? And they had a couple of guys that were dressed up as Big Macintosh and... one was particularly good. The bronies, you know, when they're dressing up like the guys, Big Mac seems to be a popular fella. And there was another dude that was dressed up like one of the Wonderbolts. Oh my gosh, was he smoking hot? He made a
I haven't seen that picture, but I would love to post a link to it somewhere for me.
Well, you know, if I can manage to get myself onto the actual chat board, I believe our topic today going to bleed over into any Friendship is Magic stuff later, since that is the theme we opened with?
Most likely.
Depends on how much fun we have with you, basically. If you're interesting enough, then we won't. No pressure. You don't have to be entertaining.
I can always change... topic later.
Let's be truthful. Is this the first time you've ever listened to the show?
No. I actually have a timer set on my phone to go off so that I don't miss it.
Awesome.
Cool.
So we can pretty much attribute how many episodes have we had now? Gosh, I don't know. At least 200 downloads are from you.
quite a few. I've listened to most of the G2 section. There was one that I missed, and I haven't had the time to go back through and listen to it.
Have you listened to G1 yet?
I've listened to part of that, but I haven't gotten through all of it.
I'm partial to our G1 days. I think when we had... Pony Genie and Pony Guru on more often. I think we were on quite a roll for a while there, and then we're now trying to kind of get things ironed out and back into the groove. So G2, while interesting, I don't think was a shining moment in our whole show lineup, because I think we were trying to figure out what to do with it as we were going along.
Yeah.
Not because of any guests that were on or anything like that. You know, I don't want to be like yummy on beast, like listen to us going, what? Not a shining moment, but you had me. No,
Yum Yum was adorable.
He was.
Yeah.
We have to give him props.
I was referring to the overall flow and content and the way we approached that portion of our show, not the people we had on necessarily.
Yeah.
I highly recommend you go and listen to all the rest, too. But you were going to say you missed one show. I missed most of the G2. I think I had more stuff going on than ever. And like I said, I wasn't even aware we were done G2 until I called in today. I'm like, what? We're done. So,
wow, we accomplished that in 18 shows.
Only 18 shows. Well, you know, the G2 line wasn't very big. Even I was kind of surprised at 18 shows, but you know we didn't talk about. I don't think we really talked about any of the merchandise. We didn't do like a whole lot of specials. We did a lot more specials during the G1 line.
Well, we all
the G1 line was the best line. It's still my favorite, the G1.
Yeah, the G1 line. I think for a lot of people is the heart of My Little Pony toy collectors. And,
while everybody is brought in during a different
generation, it's hard to kind of, there's just so much more you can do with it. The G1 line is complete. The G1 line is done. It had a really broad range, did a lot of things around the world, and there were a lot of ways to, there were a lot of things you could do with that. There was so much, you know, explored with already. We're still exploring G4, and G3, you know, is kind of, has to get its, like, second wind, you know, after people, get re-enamored with it again, you know. So I think there's a lot of reasons why G1 was so much easier to work with.
Yeah.
But G2s, you know, hey, we found somebody. Do you have any other pictures? I'm sorry, I'm, like, talking over myself. This is really weird. Do you have any other pictures of any of the G2 stuff you've done, like, did you post pictures on the arena, or are you brand new to this? Tell us a little bit about the whole G2 customizing.
Well, the G2 thing is something I'm relatively new to. I'm just starting out with the G2. I've done a lot more with G1 and G3, basically because they're bigger ponies. They're easier to work with. And they're made of a different type of plastic that's also a little easier to work with. The G2s are pretty stiff. And I've been really neglectful of taking whip pictures of my G2 stuff. So sadly, I have been very neglectful in that, but I shall try and get some up soon. I can say that the hardest part of trying to convert a G2 into a G4 is the face.
Hmm.
Because the face is so roundy and narrow, whereas the G4 is, has a more geometric sort of a feel. So, it's a much different sort of feel to the face. But the body is wonderful. That's true. Sandpaper is a beautiful thing. I have many, many, many types of sandpaper at my disposal.
Hey, Panda, just let you know, I'm calling in on my home phone because my cell phone is not happy with me. So if you would patch me in through the other phone so I can turn this one off.
Okay, here we go. We have you on twice now. Woohoo!
Awesome. So I wonder how that's going to mess things up.
I'm here.
Wow. All
right, I'm going to hang up on the other one.
Talk about echo.
I know. That sounded very cosmic.
I thought, like, yum yum echoed really badly.
And oh darn, I didn't do more with it.
And you could have. You could have said hello.
Yeah, I think next week I'll just have to mess with that more. We'll see.
But no, if you, another customizer that has actually done quite a few G2 ponies is Calavista, the person who I did my little McDonald G2 of.
Ooh.
She's done a lot of G1 to G2 conversions.
G1 to G2. Yeah, you know what? Do you have Calla's phone number? Let's get her on, too.
I do, but it's on the phone I'm talking to on. Let me see if I can get it without hanging up on you. Hold on just a moment.
If you hang up, we can call you back. That's okay.
Yeah, but we don't want to call her out of the blue.
Yes, we do.
All right, hold on just a second. Number, call me back in, like, a minute.
Okay.
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 Bye.
Okay. Bye. Okay. Bye.
Okay, I have to ask, because this is such new news, the arena.
You know, if I weren't on Facebook getting updates from Facebook, I wouldn't have a freaking clue what was going on with the arena. Something happened, they changed their site, and now they're the Arena 2.0.
The old arena was, do you remember how slow it was getting?
Oh, it was heck to,
oh my
to
God.
Navigate. It would take 5 minutes to go through a page.
Then
the blackout. The blackout really messed things up a couple years ago.
And then all of a sudden, like a couple weeks ago, you know, you started having problems posting to the arena.
Oh, I hadn't been posting recently, so I didn't have to go through that.
So they hired someone to go ahead and revamp the site, and it's still the MLP arena, but now there's a slash index. And the new
I know that my new bookmark for it brings me to an index page where you have to, like before I just had it bookmarked to the Corral, which was the place that I went to directly, and now it's just bookmarked to an index.
I kind of like it. I also like the fact that, you know, nobody had to re-enter their information. They didn't have to re-enter their signatures, their profile pictures.
Really? I haven't messed around with my with any of that stuff.
Yeah, you go ahead. You can just log in. You can log yourself in forever. And they just brought everything over. So I mean, you just, you know, you logged in for the first time and you were good to go. They're slowly bringing over all the old posts. PMs are slowly coming over. So
I'm multitasking. Sorry, I'm really.
But you can
hold
still
on,
go.
Hold on. All right, I've got major distraction here. I need a moment.
I think we really need to put up a bell that says "Do not disturb the co-host." Oh, hello.
Sorry. What about the co-host?
Nothing.
Something about this is my show and we don't want to disturb and interrupt my life. Is that what
you're
doing?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, no, I don't think so. Sorry.
I don't know. I just heard something about don't disturb the co-host when I came back.
No, I didn't say anything about that.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I'll just play it again later, maybe.
You never like to play the show, so.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time focusing. I haven't been up on things. I'm sorry. I just haven't been to the arena much. I haven't been you know, dealing with a lot of that stuff. I had a really tragic event happen in my Ponyverse, and it has me really bummed. Super, super tragic, all right? Pony Room is fine.
Oh, thank God.
I got Baby Ruby's ring and promptly lost it.
Oh, my God.
Yes. I don't know what I was thinking. I had guests over for the weekend. Baby Ruby's ring showed up, and I put it on my finger because, yes, my fingers are small enough to wear Baby Ruby's ring. And I thought, oh, look how cute. I can wear Baby Ruby's ring. And that little voice, that voice of, you know, all-knowing pony voice said, you shall lose the pony ring if you leave it on your finger. Take it off. And I did not listen to the voice of George Takei in my head. And left the pony ring on and lost it. I just forgot I had it on my hand. I was just like, oh, I'll put it on here and I'll run upstairs and put it on the pony in a minute. And I guess with my gas and everything, I just got distracted. And next thing I know, I didn't even realize it. This is how bad. I didn't even realize it till like the next day.
Oh, it just, how terrible.
I just had so much, you know, people in the house doing whatever. And I can't even remember what I was doing when I lost it. I went through the trash with no luck. And I've been looking around the house and everything else. I had them check, my guests check their luggage and bags and everything when they got home. And I haven't been able to find it. And I am heartbroken. I cannot believe it. I mean, I was the proud owner of Baby Ruby's loose ring. Now, granted, I do have Baby Ruby mint on card, so I'm sure, you know, we don't have to have huge tears over this, but still, it's a tragic thing for me because I really wanted to have it loose because Baby Diamond, my loose Baby Diamond, has her ring. Nobody else, you know, Sapphire and Ruby, they're sitting there going, we want our ring too, hello. Just because you have us sealed up in plastic, it's not totally the same. We want our loose brothers and sisters, well, no brothers, sisters, to have their ring. And now I can't find it. Oh. You know what? It's Yum Yum's fault. I'm going to blame Yum Yum. No, we can stop playing sad music because now I'm blaming Yum Yum.
How can you blame Yum Yum?
Because he cursed me. Because when I got the Mitten Box Sweet Dreams crib, and I posted and I told everybody that it wasn't going to stay Mitten Box, so I was going to put it together and everything, Yum Yum thinks I angered the pony gods, and that's why they took Baby Ruby's ring away from me. I haven't put it together yet. So now Yum Yum's saying I should be making a gesture of goodwill to the pony gods and say I will not put together the Mitten Box G1 Sweet Dreams crib, but I must keep it Mitten Box or else I may never find my Baby Ruby ring again. And I think he's totally, it's his fault. He's jinxed me somehow. He's in cahoots with the pony gods. I don't know what's going on, but I have yet to be able to find my Baby Ruby ring. It's gone.
Mm.
And I'm freaking out because they're not easy to get and they're not cheap either.
Well, accessories are never cheap.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I've lost the confidence in myself. Like, what happens if I get another jewelry baby ring? Will I lose it? Do I have it? What it takes to be a responsible pony accessory owner?
Oh dear. Dear.
I know I have lots of accessories, but they're already in the pony room. They're safe. They've made it. Maybe I'm, like, over my prime. Maybe I'm losing it. Maybe my touch, my golden touch is gone. I don't know.
That cannot be.
No. I'm going to have to order an expensive accessory and test the theory. If I could find an expensive accessory I actually needed available.
No, it's just like the trail to get to Kami's house or Master Popo's house in Dragon Ball Z. It's a long and treacherous journey, but once it's up in the pony room, it's completely safe. So you just gotta brush it up.
It is totally safe once it's in the pony room. It's like you know, there's tangling vines and sand pits and trap doors and everything all the way up to the pony room, but you know, there's, like, scissors and markers lining the ground, and there's just all kinds of, you know, crazy things, you know, pink highlighters everywhere. But once you make it to the pony room, you are golden.
But, you know, $5 says, I wouldn't afford five bucks?
I mean, I know about your finances, so be sure you're making a bet you can keep.
Hey, actually, now I can, since I now have two jobs.
Woohoo! Okay, so what's this $5 going to do?
I said, I will bet you $5 that child has it.
No, the child does not have it. I asked her. And the child is 15. It's not like we're talking about a five-year-old that's like, ooh, shiny, you know. So she knows what it is.
But are we sure she's not trying to drive you batty?
She has new and better creative ways to drive me batty. She doesn't... it crossed my mind for a moment. I asked her about it, and no, she does not have it. Nor did she have any of that slyness in her voice that said she was messing with me. So, kitten is clean. Hey, what's the deal with Cala Vista?
Yes.
Is this going to be a twofer show?
Yes. I have her phone number for you.
Oh,
sweet. Well, you don't want to say it over the air.
Well, PM it to me since we have other people.
Yeah, because we'll have like 20 people calling up Cala going, hey, is this Cala Vista? Right on, I got her.
Right.
Everybody take a shot every time I say Cala Vista.
I believe I have one of you as a friend on Facebook.
If you play Farmville, you probably have me.
Well, no, you can PM me on the...
Wait a minute. What's your real name? I bet you are on my Facebook. I have quite a few pony friends.
Nicole Davis.
Let me find out. Nicole...
with an H.
You should be getting PMs from me in the Blog Talk chat.
Check.
There it is. I have a lot of windows open.
I should be the one that looks like, probably looks like she's jumping up and down. Going, pick me, pick me, pick me.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, here's another one of those things. Don't go on your Facebook when you're trying to actually do something pertinent to the show, because you get distracted. Yeah, I don't, you know what, Nicole? I don't think that I have you on at least this account. Maybe on the My Little Pony Talk account, you're friended with us, but I don't think you're on mine.
Okay. But anyway, I just sent you a PM to the My Little Pony.
You just sent it to who?
She just sent it to me, and we will now call. All
right.
Shh.
Oh, so
you have
so
reached
how long,
3, 1, 9, 3, 6, 1.
Turn it off. Turn it off. Oh, my God. You are,
all that
Amy, really?
Okay, I don't know why it didn't go through.
Good Lord. How about somebody call her and have her call in?
Yeah. I think she's probably not recognizing the phone number that's coming in.
Probably.
And I don't know what number this thing says is dialing you.
Well, let's talk to Nicole. Say your board name again for me. I mean, I can see it, but I don't want to say it wrong.
Nikki Tsukinoko.
Nikki Tsukinoko. Gotcha.
Nikki Tsukinoko.
Is that your name in Japanese?
Sort of.
Sort of, roughly translated by yourself?
Yes. It's a play on words, kind of, because my husband took Japanese. I know really very little in Japanese, although I have been watching a lot of Kamen Rider and Kaizoku Sentai Gokaiger. But my husband said that Nikki or Nichi means sun, and Tsuki or Tsukino means moon, and so Tsukinoko would be like moonchild or something. So it's
okay.
The sun and the moon.
Right, so you're a Japanese
Ooh.
Hippie. Awesome. No, we can totally appreciate the Japanese, the lore of the Japanese culture in our house. Tomcat is half Japanese, so we have a bit
cool.
of that going on around here.
Yeah, well, my name is just so common that it's a very poor choice for name recognition.
Ah, yes. Well, if you're in any kind of business such as the art world where you want your name recognizable, I could see where that would be. Maybe Nicole might not pop out as much.
Yeah, a Japanese name, and at least in you know. The
and then they
today.
Meet you, and you're like blonde hair and blue eyes, and they're like, "I'm sorry, I thought we were meeting Nichi. Who are you? Are you blue eyes? I just saw the blonde hair. I didn't look at your eyes real good. I can't tell. What are those? Brown, blue, green?
They are. They're lots of colors. So I just call them Hazel because it's they.
Hazel. Kind of, there you go. That'll work.
An argument. And they actually have blue and green and brown in them all mingled together, so.
And actually, that is what they actually consider hazel, is actually a combination of different eye colors. See?
Cool.
I do
well,
know things.
Wow, I'm digging your personal quote there. Be afraid. Be very, very afraid.
My personal quote?
Yes, your personal quote on your DeviantArt.
Oh, yeah.
Did you forget what that is? I have a personal quote? What? This is news to me. Yes, and for those that want to know, it says, "May God have mercy on your soul, because I never will. I never will." She emphasizes that. I never will.
Yes, that's it's a quote from the movie The Messenger, which was about Joan of Arc.
Oh, I saw that movie.
It's an oldie but a goodie. And it was just a fantastic little tantrum moment that Joan of Arc has. And
an oldie but goodie. That screams to your age, so you're obviously young.
Well, I feel old sometimes, but I'm really only 31.
Oh, that's good. That's a great age.
Oh my God, we're the same age.
My gosh, Amy, you're 31 now? For some reason, I thought you were perpetually 24.
Okay, at least that's still better than what the people at the casino thought.
Oh, well, no, I just meant, like, last time I heard you say how old you were, it was in your 20s, so I'm not talking about how old I would have thought you were if I'd met you. That's something totally different.
Yeah. How old do you think I would have been? How old do you think I was?
If I had just met you?
Yes.
I'll go with maybe 20.
Once again, you got me and got me not being able to go into a casino.
Yeah. I can see where that might happen.
You know, it's pretty bad when, like, your mother, who is standing right in front of you, gets waved right in, and you have to stand there and get your hand stamped.
Well, you know, it's the way you carry yourself. It's not just so much, you know, how you look, you know, your face or anything, but as well as just your voice does not exactly exude maturity. You have a very young sounding voice, and the general way you carry yourself seems a little bit younger. Definitely adds to it. And you know what? It's good. It's good to be carded and have to get your hand stamped to go into casinos, because when they stop doing it, trust me, you'll notice. And you go, what? You don't want to stamp my hand? And you'll feel like wrong. You'll feel changed. The world will be different when they no longer do that.
Okay.
I remember the first time I bought beer and they didn't card me, and I was like 39 years old or something, and I was like, you don't want to see my ID? Really?
Well,
and I was like dejected.
Well, we've got another guest on. Are we ready?
I don't know. Are we ready?
Well, here's...
Wow.
Yum, yum.
Hello.
Yum, yum, yum.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Yum, yum. Nietzsche, she
yes.
customizes G2s.
Awesome. Way to go.
Somebody who actually has a little love for the not-as-loved version.
Yay!
It brings me joy.
I have to admit that the reason why I started customizing them so late was for such a long time, they were so different than the G1s, that I really didn't have the appreciation for them that I have now.
A lot of people feel that way. It's okay. It takes a while to grow an appreciation for a G2. Most people in the pony world, it's not their go-to. They don't, like, see the G2s and instantly fall in love. It takes time.
Yeah, and probably also the G3.5.
3.5, I think. I don't know that anybody will ever love them.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
The babies, I can deal with the babies, the newborn cuties. I don't consider them really 3.5s, even though they kind of are. But I kind of see them as their own little hiccup in the ponyverse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are cute, but
those are cute with their playsets and everything. So I they've got like a reprieve from the G3.5 disdain in my house. But yeah, isn't it great? You know, I'm sure G2s were like, yes, they made 3.5s. Awesome. We are no longer the bottom. We are no longer the scourge of the pony community. I mean, they're still happy 3.5 was made.
Really did help me to appreciate the G2s.
It did.
Oh, my God, that was the big yell when G3.5s came out in my house.
Yes, it was like, yeah.
I knew I heard something coming from the G2 shelf.
No, seriously, I think that was it, because right around that time, I think people had gotten a bit tired of G3 in general. They had been doing Bohr 7 for a few years. Then they came out with the monstrosities that were 3.5, and people were really hungry to find that connection with the My Little Ponies again. And that's when G2 started to, like, come back into, like, some sort of spotlight, and people were, like, rediscovering G2s. So I think 3.5 has really had a lot to do with that. I think that was, like, the final straw that the pony community could take before they, like, desperately searched for something else to latch onto, which was the G2s. Yeah. And thankfully, the G4s didn't come around too soon, or the G2s would have been tossed aside like an old hat really quick. You know, they had a little bit of time in the sun, at least.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we gave them some more.
Well, I think the G4s in their own way have also helped the G2 line, because I kind of look at the G2 line as the ancestors of the G4. They have so many similarities. The Slender Joe.
A lot of us do. I agree wholeheartedly. I think the G4s definitely helped the G2 line versus hurt it because of the similarities. And as well, when the G4, does everybody remember when they first were showing us the pictures of the G4s and we're like, oh my gosh, they kind of look like G2s. Why did they do that? You know, they look like little donkeys. We were all like, I think at first a lot of people were taken back. But
well, actually,
got over that relatively quickly. And then the show did it.
The show was wonderful. But what horrified me when I first saw the prototypes for the G4 line was Princess Celestia. She terrified me. The prototype model of her.
Oh, the prototype. Yeah, she was crazy looking. I remember
that.
Her
eyes was evil.
I know. I thought, good Lord, what kind
me
of villain
too.
Is that?
and then they sat there and said, that's the good guy.
Right?
What are you smoking? That's the good
guy.
Oh,
like a good guy that wears brass knuckles, basically, because that's what her thing on her hooves looked like. Like a freaking good guy that's going to whoop your butt.
Well, and she towered over all the other ponies. I was a little confused by this size difference.
Yeah, she was their overlord.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, come on. It looked like they literally had did what they did with a few of the G1s. They went down to the local bar and, you know, they got a little too happy before they came back and did the actual design work.
Okay, yeah. I was worried about where you were going with that. I'm glad that's okay.
One line hat.
But, well, yeah, you know, and it all turned out great. Now G4s are absolutely freaky loved. I mean, it's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
So, and that's a whole nother place to go. But, yes, come back to this really strange circle of topics that we have going on here. So now we have G2s, which are a little bit more respected, and we have some customizers that actually customize G2s, which I really think we should see more of. I would be very interested to see a little bit more with that. I need a G2 custom. I don't have any G2 customs. I think we need to be well represented.
I think, yeah, I've got a G1. I've got two G1s. Two G1s.
I suspect that it sounds like they're probably a little harder to work with than any of the other ponies, even probably harder than the G4s or the... Yeah, I mean, it seems to me that their body type is a little less forgiving than even the G.4s. So would you say they're maybe the hardest ones to work with?
Yeah, it's a very, very difficult plastic. It's very similar to some of the Big Brother and Twinkle Eye plastic from the G1 line. It's super firm. In fact, if you're going to rehair a G2, I strongly recommend Top Curl's hairing tool versus needle and wire, because it's just really, really unyielding.
I just can't imagine how you can do it. It just looks like it'd be very, very hard to work with. And the plastic's hard, and the body is very narrow and small, and just got a lot of things that you probably have to work against to really make it work out. And then there's the pony itself, as far as, you know, trying to get that style of pony to work with a design, you know, instead of saying, well, what does this shape of pony, would this be the best for this particular design versus the other pony bodies that you could do this design on? So you've got to have a really, it's got to be a tricky thing to want to work with the G2s and make it work right.
Well, even though we don't have her on the phone, if you go to calavista.deviantart.com, you can see some of her G2s, the G2 custom.
And Calavista is K-A-L-A-V-I-S-T-A, for those that don't know how to spell it. Calavista. Let's see what happens when I do that. Oh, let's try it again.
She has some.
What was that website again?
There's three people here. Nobody else is talking, but because I'm typing. Calavista.deviantart.com. And look, she's got a custom Rapunzel on the front, but it's not a G2. It's just a custom. Let's see what we can find. Browse gallery.
Sorry, I got distracted.
And she's doing a lot with the G4s as well. So this, she apparently likes to branch out. And as well, on her side, when you go to the Calavista DeviantArt and you click on Browse Gallery, as she also has the little album breakdown on the left, and there's a G2 album, and you can pull up some Calavista G2s. And it looks like she has a few G1-inspired G2s. And a couple original design stuff.
Yep. Now, my favorite in this particular album is her sweet G2 Sweet Sundrop and G2 Mimic. Those are both beautiful.
Let's see. I'm looking. I'm trying to decide which one is the most believable. I would say, a lot of them translated better than I kind of thought they would. G2 Parasol and G2 Sky Dancer look really believable to me, as far as,
yes,
as if that were the way the pony was originally thought up.
There we go.
That's true.
G2 Ice Crystal, the color is awesome. The colors are spot on, but I think the hair is too long. I think that one would work better for me if the hair was short. So explain to me, as a customizer, do you always leave your hair long?
No, actually, it really depends on what I'm doing. I leave the tail a little bit long, but as far as the mane, I like to keep it on the shorter side because I think it looks more like a true pony with a more traditional length of hair. But that's just my own personal taste.
I like it when customizers do something specific with the hair, because if I get it and I've heard a variety of things. I've heard some customizers say they leave it long because they think it's interesting that, when they display it, different people like to kind of do things with the hair, twirl it around or whatever, and lay it around and they think that looks cool. And then there are other customizers I've spoken to that say they leave it long so that if the person that buys it wants it short, they can decide to do that. They don't want to just automatically make it short if that person would have preferred to have long hair. My problem is if I get a custom that has long hair, I feel too bad. I'm not going to cut that. Customizer had long hair. I can't cut that hair. But I love it. I love it when customizers actually do something with the hair, whether it's a hairstyles in particular or they actually cut it short instead of leaving it really long. I think it's interesting because I think in a way it kind of speaks to a certain amount of bold risk-taking statement on the customizer's part that said, I was not afraid to cut the hair.
Yeah.
Because it's tricky. You can mess that up, There's, what is it, beauty is in the millimeters, and the way you cut pony hair can make a difference. Just an inch this way, an inch that way, half an inch. Getting it just right is a bit tricky.
It is true. It is something that you have to kind of practice on and not be afraid to mess up. I did a G1 Daddy Parasol a while back, and I wanted his hair to be a traditional length. And I have to admit, I was terrified going into
it. And
that's
harder to get than you would expect. To get that length, to get that curve in the hair.
Well, and new hair, it, you know, it hasn't been trained yet, so you think you're cutting it the right length, and then you go to cut it, and it ends up either shorter or longer than you thought it would be based on, you know, how it's behaving. It's very easy to cut it too short because you don't compensate for the weight that's removed from the hair a lot of times. So yeah,
right.
Cutting the hair
so
the right
springs
length,
up.
And then depending on whether or not you did a full body repaint and what you sealed it with, you don't necessarily want to try and wet the hair down to train it because it might, you know.
Well, you know what? I bet you had that problem a lot more with the G2s because the G2s had that problem. The ones that came straight out of Hasbro, their hair sticks up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's I mean, bad enough, I'm sure, with having to train hair for the G1s. But now with the G2s, I mean, they just stick up even out of the store. And the G4s, I bet the G4s are probably going to have a similar problem just because of the size of the head.
Well, the G4s don't have it as much as the G2s. The G2s have such an almost vertical hairline that it does really funny things.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, that neckline just kind of goes, there isn't really a curve to it.
I mean, the G4s have it to a certain extent, but their hair actually is quite long compared to the rest of their body. They embody that long hair thing that we see in Calla's pictures of her G2 customs.
Yeah.
It's definitely a lot longer than one would think for such a small pony.
Yeah, I can see that. Hey, you know what I would really, really, really like to do? I would like to take
to take
moment.
A trip?
Yes, I think we need to have pony snack time and take a trip to the pony room.
Oh, my
That's
God, we haven't done that so long.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Seriously, when's the last time you had some pony snacks?
It's been a couple weeks.
Yeah, hello. Did you guys do pony snack time while I was away? Huh?
Well, no, because Yum Yum ran out of snacks.
Yum Yum.
I'm sorry, go on. Nietzsche's talking. Do you have pony snacks, Nietzsche?
I did, but my husband ate the last package, so he's supposed to bring home more tonight. I'm gonna
No. Did you send him out now? Did you tell him you only got an hour left?
He won't be home until 9:15-ish my time, so that's a bit later than we have. But
you have permission to substitute. We won't tell.
Well, I'm substituting because I'm substituting dinner.
I'll use kisses here. Would you prefer me to use Rainbow Candy Cane?
Rainbow candy canes are a little crunchier than pony snacks, but if that's all you got. Yum Yum, what are you going to substitute with?
Nothing. We don't have any snacks or candy.
That explains why you're so darn skinny.
Yes.
You have no snackings in your house. What the heck? Did your family, like, ban sugar or something? Are you one of those kids that can't have sugar?
No. It's just... my brother had a party today, so it's all gone.
So this isn't one of those all-the-time situations. This is just I'm out today. Right, for a minute I was like, what the heck?
Today.
Yum Yum, no wonder you're asking me to send you things from across the globe. Send me sugar, please. It's banned in my country.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of sugary snacks, have you seen the recent recipe for unicorn poop?
No. Please tell us.
Sugar cookies that are like rainbow and sparkly and shiny.
I read about it, but I don't think I'm going to make those.
You know, and if nobody had ever told you they were unicorn poop, you'd probably wouldn't have even come to mind.
No. I would call them something else.
I just posted a link on the chat for them.
Do we even want to know what is in these cookies?
Well,
they
are
sugar cookies.
Oh, okay.
And they also include Disco Dust Rainbow colored, Wilton Sparkle Gel White, Rainbow Draggies, which I'm not sure what those are, Star Sprinkles, star sprinkles. Food coloring, standard plus neon. And apparently you need a paintbrush of some kind. Preferably one that hasn't used paint yet.
That's awesome. I'm very tempted. I might just have to make those for the Maryland Pony Meet.
You totally
which
should.
Is in April this year, by the way, guys. For anybody that feels they'll be close enough or wants to make the journey over to the Maryland Pony Meet this year, we're going to be having it, I believe, at the end of April. I'll have to double check. Where's it? The middle of April. I got to double check the date, but that might be worth doing for the Pony Meet this year. I'm not going to be able to do the Pony Con. Pony Con is just, that's just too far away for me. I'm not going to do it.
And I'm still in the trying to figure out mode.
Well, I've been laid off again, so I don't think I'm going anywhere for a while.
Oh, gosh, that sucks. I'm sorry. Well, you know what would cheer you up? Some rainbow candy canes while we go to the pony room.
Sure thing. I love my rainbow candy canes.
That's a hint, Panda.
Yes, I know. I'm waiting for my computer to understand the hint. Anytime now.
La 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 la. Panda's lost control. She can't stop the music.
I was like,
you can stop, and I'm here going, stop, stop, like as if this was like voice activated music. You need to do something to stop the music.
I hit the button. It wouldn't stop.
I was washed up on the rocks. Something about, you know, it's all good doing the shooby doo, and it's all energizing and fun, and then it's like washed up on the rocks, and then I'm like, no. No, we need to stop before we get to that point.
Well,
so,
I did
right.
hit the button just after I did the when you're in distress, because you know me, I changed that part.
Yeah, love when you do that. All right, let's go into the pony room. Are we ready? Here
yes,
we go.
We're ready.
All right. All together now. Oh, God, I have a lot of stuff in here. You know, I still haven't taken my stuff out from Christmas. I got a whole bunch of new G4 stuff, and it has yet to make it onto the area that's being repurposed from some of the G3 stuff over to the G4 section. So I have a lot of stuff to do. It's like every time I get a handle on it, every time the pony room gets to where I need it to be, something changes, something happens, and G4 came along and totally messed me up.
Isn't that always the way, though? It's every time I get my pony room clean, something happens, and all of a sudden it's messy again.
Yes, or you get more stuff, and I don't know about you, but I'm, like, working at maximum capacity here. There's just, like, I'm bursting at the seams. As much as I love G4s, I'm going, crud, they keep making ponies. You know? Where
but
the heck am
small.
I going to put these things? Yes,
but
thank
small.
God they're small. That makes it a little easier, but still, come on. I mean, those that have seen this room, I'm having to get creative. Anyway, I'm going to sit my butt down. I brought scissors into the pony room, fear, because I may actually open up some of these ponies and put them away.
Okay.
Taking a look at...
You have to tell us which ponies you're opening up, though.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Well, I got Plumette. And I got the Glimmering, well, Plumette, the Glimmerings. I got the Glimmerings, Plumette, Rarity, and Rainbow Dash. And I've got Fashion Style Rainbow Dash. And I've got Rainbow Flash / Dash, but I will not open them up. Yum, yum. I shall leave them in package for now because they're European exclusives. Although you're in Europe, so it probably doesn't really matter to you. Although you're not, you know, you're over that side of the planet. And
well,
I got...
I look at it this way. They are still being made, so...
Ah, so it's not such a sacrilege. Well, you know what? They're not exactly easy to get in the United States, so I'm not opening it up just yet. And I got Pinkie Pie's Friendship Express Train. Yay!
Ooh.
And, gosh, that's the big stuff to open at the moment. But, you know what I need, guys? I need Fashion Style AJ. I need Applejack. Fashion Style Applejack. I didn't get them when they first came out. I just wasn't feeling it yet. And now, of course, I can't get one. So I require assistance getting a reasonably priced Fashion Style Applejack. Just putting it out in the Ponyverse. Taking a look at my G2s so I can kind of get a greater appreciation for the whole customizing. And, gosh, how the heck do you get the heads off these poor suckers? Seems like the whole thing would be...
No, that's something I was wondering myself.
How do you get the head off and then back on without making them look screwed up?
Okay, I have found that the easiest way without completely ruining the plastic is to steam but not boil the pony. If you have... Place it in steam above boiling water, but not in the boiling water. You can kind of soften the plastic enough so that you can have an easier time popping the head off. But you have to be willing to risk being burned.
That sounds really
painful.
Smart, painful, dangerous, the whole thing. That's why you started customizing G2s, because let's face it, G1s just aren't a challenge. Head pops right
there
off.
You go. There you go.
The G1s are so easy. They just they were meant to be customized.
The challenge and the danger factor. There you go.
Absolutely. I'm understanding more and more. Oh. I need an addition built onto the house. I need a whole pony edition. This is crazy. I'm in my pony room just trying to...
I'm in a shoebox-sized apartment, and my pony room is also the art room, so it is really overflowing in there. It's on par with Rarity's inspiration room.
I still need to finish my room.
I don't want to hear about it. You've had that room at your disposal for years now, and you just haven't gotten your butt in there and taken the stuff out. You have no excuse for not having a pony room. You know, my heart bleeds for, well, I wouldn't say that. My heart, I really, truly have sympathy for those that have no way of displaying their ponies, don't have a pony room or really don't have a lot of shelf space or whatever, but are very big into collecting. Because
yeah.
I have joy being able to see your collection. So I'm like, gosh, it's awful. I feel so bad for people that really kind of have to rotate things around, you know, wherever, or have a lot of things in bins and go visit them in the closet. But you, my friend, shame on you. You know what you are? It's like the people over in other countries, they look at Americans and they go, you can vote and you don't. You're idiots. We have no... compassion for you for getting a screwed up president because it's your own fault. You guys don't even go out and vote. What's wrong with you? Panda, you've got a pony room. What is wrong with you? Why is that not freaking put up by now? You've had years to get around to it.
Yeah, because of the
pony
other
room.
Yeah.
In her defense, sometimes if a job looks really big, you kind of look at it, and it's like your brain just shuts down, and you can't acknowledge it at the time. It takes a long time to get over
it. One box at a time. Just
there you go.
Every day, every weekend, just grab a box or two and do something with it. Don't try to do it all at once. Just walk by the room and grab something and go. Say, that's what I'm doing this week. I grabbed this thing. I'm going to find another place for it. And don't put stuff in it.
But here's the thing. that other stuff belongs to the other person in the house.
Yeah, but that you told us that that other person gave you permission to make it a pony room.
Oh, hey.
Yes.
I need you guys to call me on my house phone. My cell phone says it's going to die now.
Okay. PM me the number.
I think that should be your New Year's resolution, Panda, is you're going to make that a pony room. You're going to make it happen. You're going to work things out with your family. You're going to get everybody on board. You're going to contact all your local pony peeps, and you're going to make it happen. You remember, what was it, last year or so? I was like, you got to go to a pony meet or something, and you did it. You made it happen. This year, pony room. It's
Wait
time.
A minute, what pony meet?
No, when I first started the show, you had, like, yet to have been to, like, any kind of pony meet or...
Oh, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You had yet to meet other pony people in general, and then I think you wound up going to the pony convention or something like that, and I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I dragged my mother to Vegas for an entire week.
That was, like, your mission. We gave you a mission years ago. You have a new mission. Get the pony room done. You need it.
Well, that is one of my plans for this year, so.
All right, so I've sent the home phone number to you on private message.
Wonder why I didn't get it.
Hey, so while you figure out your whole phone thing.
Hold on.
Yum, yum.
Now I know why.
Mm-hmm. Yes?
Where's Baby Ruby's ring? You told me in our last email that you thought you might know where it was and you were going to talk to the pony gods. I want to know where it is.
Yeah, I can't tell yet.
Yeah.
Pony gods aren't satisfied yet.
They're not satisfied yet. What is it? Like, when I tell you I've actually found it, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, they told me where it is. Don't worry, wait, I got to know where it is.
Mm-hmm.
I have not been opening up the crib. I'm holding out, thinking, well, you know, maybe the pony gods will smile upon me and see that I have not been opening the crib. But I'm not seeing a ring.
They want to frighten you some more.
Not happy.
It's in the pony room. Okay.
It's not in the pony room, although I guess it is entirely possible if you look at the pony room.
All right. Hello.
Hello. Ooh, echo.
Say hello again.
Again.
All right, there. All right. So, I've hung up on the cell phone now.
Darn it, there went our fun. Aww. Of course, we had that same fun when I was making cranberry sauce during the show.
Ooh, cranberry sauce.
Yes. I do believe that was the 18th of November. That was when I was making cranberry sauce during the show.
Okay. Don't quite remember it.
You weren't here.
Go figure. See, I missed a lot. I missed a lot in the last 6 months, guys. Sorry. That's why I get so hyper when I'm on the show again, because I'm like, I haven't talked in so long.
You know, when I was listening to the GC2 thing, I was kind of wondering why I wasn't hearing you there, why it was just Pandora Rose and Yum Yum.
Yeah, I missed a lot of the G2. I was like, I don't think I missed maybe two shows through the entire G1 years, and then we hit G2s, and I was in taking statistics and some other stuff in school, and then there was like a whole bunch of stuff happening over the summer, and then there was just stuff started to happen, and before I know it, I missed like half of the G2s easily. It just was not in the cards for me.
Although, you know, I did actually, when I was on the customizer thing for the G1 line, you weren't there for that one either.
Nope.
I was there for some of the customers. Like, we had several customers.
But you were
shows.
On for Nishi.
That's right. That's right. I was like, boy, her name is awful familiar, but that's what it was. All right. Why didn't you guys remind me? Oh, yeah.
Well,
she was the girl you didn't talk to the first time.
I was waiting for you to finally realize it.
Thanks. Thanks a lot for your help.
I try.
All right, Nietzsche, it all makes sense now. Yeah, that was one of the few shows that I missed from the G1s was just that week that you were scheduled to be on. And, of course, yeah. Hi, great to meet you. I know that show was like 6 months ago or so. Sorry I missed you the first time.
More than 6 months ago, I think.
Yeah, it was more than 6 months.
It was like in May or something of last year.
It was before I got in the accident and tore all the ligaments around my knee.
Ow!
Ouch!
When that happened?
That happened in June, so I think it
was I said it was before. I said it was like May.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's like 7 months ago.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got dragged by my Mustang.
Ouch.
Not really recommended, no.
No.
Your car or your horse?
Good one.
I like that one.
At this point,
yeah, it didn't even occur.
On it, the horse is cheaper.
Bad horse.
It was a horse.
No,
I was thinking. Yeah, I used to have a Mustang car, so
yeah,
at first I thought car.
Yeah, it is a car.
Okay, no. So, I got confused again. Gosh, I need to really pay attention better. I'm just overwhelmed. I'm in the pony room looking at the chaos, and I'm overwhelmed at everything.
Oh, and poor Yum Yum right now is getting it in the chat room, reminding us of what happened the last time we had a show in reference to...
No. No, I need to know.
Yeah, I think I think something there.
I think Nishi remembers this one.
Yeah, Nishi, I apologize. I think I've butchered your name at least 5 different ways now.
That's okay. It's a lot of people look at it and go cross-eyed, so it's fine.
Looking at it isn't so much a problem. It's like connecting the two. Like, if I'm not looking at it, I can kind of almost say it, and if I'm looking at it, I say it in my head, but then don't say it. It's like I'll get used to saying Nishi, 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 and then I'll go look at it and I'll say it wrong. And I probably said it wrong just then, too. Either way, here I am, pony room, not finding a ring, getting mad.
Well,
all right, let's just start cutting stuff up.
Something that I really need to finish, and I cannot find my herring needles anywhere.
Uh-oh.
I'm a little concerned because back in September, me and my husband moved from our old apartment to our new apartment, and I haven't seen my herring needles since we moved. I'm a little concerned that they're either in a box somewhere still waiting to be unpacked, or they didn't make it.
Uh-huh. Well, I hope they made it.
Me too. I mean,
sorry, is that holding you up in your customizing department?
It is actually a little bit, because I'm working with a pony right now that is very, very stiff, and needle and wire is just not doing it. It's ruining the plug, so I'm going to
Are you working with a G2?
No, this one is a G3. It's just a really stiff G3.
So when you first did that first G2, was that just kind of like you came across and decided to do something with it? Or was it a purposeful, I'm going to seek out a G2 to do something with?
I came across it. It came to me in like a big bait lot. And I was intrigued by its size and the fact that I had never done one. And I became even more insistent that I must customize it when I tried to get its head off. To get the head off of every other bait in this lot, but not that one. Not that one. I had to have a friend of mine that works in construction and is a welder and has Popeye arms come over and pop the head off.
Wow. Maybe that's why we don't see more G2 customs. Maybe they are just very, very difficult to work with. Entirely possible.
I thought, well, I don't want to have to struggle to get it back on, so I thought I'd trim down the neck plug. But then it didn't want to stay on.
Oh, gee.
Having to glue the thing. The head no longer turns.
Aw. Well, that's what she gets.
I'll just remove a little bit, just a little bit, to help ease it back on later. And then, no. Apparently, it's something that if you remove even the smallest sliver of plastic, it completely ruins the science of it.
Well, see, I mean, that's why I said, you know, that's what she gets for being difficult. You know, she permanently cannot turn her head.
She now looks in one direction and one direction only.
See, that's what she gets. She can no longer look to the other side.
That's horrible. Poor thing.
You're telling me you don't agree that's what she deserves.
You know, I think the G2s have a rough enough life. I don't think they need to, you know, suffer more unduly for what they are.
This is true.
I suppose we can't fault a pony for being comfortable with its original identity.
So,
you have another point.
What else could we ask? So, are you just kind of like a sometimes sort of G2 customs, or is this going to be a new, like, you know, New Year's resolution, this is on my to-do list, I want to get better at this, or is it kind of like it's kind of okay and fun, and I'll do it when I come across them, or are you starting to actually think customs along the lines of G2s?
I am actually starting to think of doing more G2 customs. They're still very scarce and very expensive bait, but you can, I do occasionally get...
Did you say expensive bait?
And look for them, and if I can find them at a price that isn't prohibitively expensive, where they look like I wouldn't feel guilty stripping them.
Oh, see, so you're suffering from that affliction. I'm so sorry. Because I was thinking, G2s really aren't that expensive. You can get them in lots, especially the common U.S. Ones. It's just you are afflicted with the, if it looks good, I can't bring myself to customize it.
Well, they may be underappreciated. I think there's still quite a few people like Yum Yum who might need to buy them for their personal collection, and I would hate to...
The U.S. ones. You can pretty much hack and slash away with ease. You know, I don't think your conscience needs to suffer. The U.S. ones were so... There's so many of them out there. Now, the Europe ones made in other countries other than the United States, yes, I would say don't hack at it if it's in good shape. But if it's U.S., have at it. Have a blast.
Now, I have a question. Like, Silver Swirl, the unicorns, were those European or were any of the unicorns American release?
European.
See, and I have a thing for unicorns. I love unicorns.
Well, yeah, obviously you can use your best judgment, you know, if you're not sure if it was U.S. or not. Obviously something like Silver Swirl, which I think everybody knows, even those that don't like G2 know about Silver Swirl and Hip Holly, for instance, because of their popularity.
Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't want to do something with those guys. But there's a million and one Light Hearts and Sweet Berries and couple of those other guys that were made that first Petal Blossom, and gosh.
Now, you know, I do have a bait that's a G2 bait that I still haven't figured out how to take apart or use. It is jointed. The legs move, and it's like Barbie horse plastic.
Oh, yeah, would that be either Dainty Dove or...
Sweetberry.
There was a Sweetberry who was jointed.
Yes, if you'd paid attention, you know the G2s. They took the same pony and released it five different ways.
No, the Dainty Dove I have is actually slated to become Princess Celestia at some point, but...
Ooh.
Okay, I had something really interesting just happen. I deboxed my fashion style Rainbow Dash so that I could proceed to put her together so she may join her friends. And a little piece of clear light blue plastic just fell down out of nowhere. Just this little, like, almost a bead. It's obviously just, like, random leftover production plastic. But the thing is, none of her parts are clear, let alone a clear light blue plastic.
Mm.
It's like a mystery.
I wonder if one of the, like, the wing pieces from the light-up Rainbow Dash somehow made its way into packaging.
Maybe.
It's just a very weird thing. I mean, there's absolutely nothing that I can attribute this little piece of blue, clear. Maybe it's clear. Maybe. Let me see. Theory. Maybe the plastic, that strip that's used to hold their hair in place, is actually slightly blue in tint. It is, but it's the wrong color blue. Go figure. All right. Rainbow Dash just gave me a dingleberry, that's all.
Oh, dear.
You heard it here first. Rainbow Dash's poop is a light blue, clear color.
Oh, I don't
hear
that,
or it was a frozen tear. She's like, ow, you hurt me, I'm crying. I'm sorry, Rainbow Dash. She got way too many dang barrettes. That's what she has. And they're big.
Excuse me.
But no, actually, so yes, my actual plans for the customs that I want to do with the G2s in the near future are all actually G4 to G2 translations.
Ooh.
So there'll be a Big Macintosh, there'll be a Princess Celestia, I plan on doing a Nightmare Moon, but I still need to figure out what bait I want to use for that.
Hmm. Nightmare Moon. You would use a Clover!
Clover.
Why clover?
Because it's purple.
Well, I can use any color bait because I can always repaint. It's just the pose.
Yeah, but you know what? Not repainting is always so much nicer with a custom. It's very
hard. Does anybody
hard
have any
to get...
preferences on what they think the best G2 pose is for the non-jointed ponies?
For the non-jointed ponies? Let me look. Mm.
Are you still there?
Yeah, no, we're here.
Yeah.
Any pose pretty much that, like, the firefly, you know.
Hello?
Yes, I think we all hear each other.
Hello? I'm going to turn the sound back on.
You know.
Hello?
It depends. Who did you say you want to make it? You want to make it into Luna? I think Sky Skimmer's pose is nice. I think she's got a nice, you know,
hello
dance.
Hello.
All right, who can you hear and who can you not hear?
I don't think she can hear either one of us.
Hello.
Did you just mute everybody? Did you disconnect all of our guests?
No.
No, I'm still here.
Oh, so everybody's just screwing with Panda?
Breathe.
Hello?
I'm trying. Oh, good Lord. You know who would be perfect? Would be if...
Hello?
We hear you.
Hello?
Let's just pretend she's not here. She's probably muted herself or something. She's done something to herself and doesn't realize it. So we should just carry on until she figures it out. who just had this weird noise in the background of her saying hello as she pushes random buttons. This is going to get great.
I can't hear you at all.
Who can't you hear?
She can't hear any of us.
Oh,
I don't
poor
think.
Girl. Yeah, look, and that's me. Okay, well, you know what? Princess Crystal, although she's European release, so, you know, some people would frown upon you wanting to go ahead and take her and put her into a Princess Luna. Clever Clover does a really good job of being a real, real close, at least it's purple. It's a purple. It's not exact, but it's purple. Princess Crystal is much more spot-on purple for a Princess Luna, but I think some people might be like, ah, don't do that, she's European. So I guess if you have to do it. But as far as body poses, I am partial to Sky Skimmer's pose.
Hello, you have reached the Davises. Please...
Hi! So maybe, you know, maybe she'll play it back. You know, we got to, you know, give her this advice. So she'll play it back and go, oh, okay, yeah, no, okay, great. poor girl.
Oh, God.
What is it, the getting people? We tried to call Cala Vista. We get her number spoken back to us. Try to contact the Davises. Get the answering machine.
All right. I can hear you now. Woo!
Yay! Welcome to My Little Technical Difficulties podcast.
That was really I heard my phone's answering machine. That was crazy.
Were you able to hear anything we were saying while you were saying hello and hello and
no, all that? No, I couldn't hear anything
said about your mom. Did you hear any of that?
No, but if there's gossip about my mom, I want to hear it because I want in.
Well, you just go ahead, take a stab at it. We'll tell you if that's what we said.
I think we better save, actually, my comments about my mom till Pony After Dark.
Well, actually, we can't do Pony After Dark tonight because I have to go to bed.
Aww.
Uh-oh, yeah. She's got to get 8 hours or she collapses on the floor.
No,
why don't
I
you just go to sleep and leave the thing unhooked? Because it'll just turn us off after an hour. We'll just carry on with Pony After Dark. You go to sleep.
Because I actually have to work in the morning, so.
I envy you. Not that I really.
She doesn't totally envy you, but she envies the money.
Okay. Yeah.
I miss having a place to call work, whether or not I was particularly fond of where I worked.
Well, see, I am fond of both places I work at, so.
You're not supposed to really like work. It wouldn't be work if you liked it.
This is true.
That's the thing, is to maybe find an occupation that doesn't get to be called work one day. That's the ultimate goal.
Well, once I had a place that I loved going to, but it got a new CEO, and he decided to take the company in a different direction.
Oh, in other words, he wasn't making enough money, so he downsized so he could pocket more of the profits.
I don't even think it was that he wasn't making enough money. It's that he just didn't feel like working. So anything that wasn't in the state where the parent company was located, he decided he didn't want to deal with it.
Oh, he wasn't big on traveling.
Traveling, hearing from lots of different store managers about, you know, local problems that may be affecting the business, things like that.
Yeah, okay.
So,
I love those.
Well, that sucks.
Yes. So I have banned myself from Irvine, California, because if I ever find that person, I'm going to kick him square in the knee.
Yeah, right, but you might miss and get a little bit more north of that. Oopsie.
You know, there's some very painful nerves in that area.
Yeah, there are.
Yeah, I don't know. What, you know, kicking them in the knee, it wouldn't exactly be a pleasant experience, that's for sure.
Well, you know, the knee isn't exactly a heavily fortified part of the body anyway, as I've come to find out.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't take much to
that.
Yeah, it doesn't take much to just really ruin your season.
Yeah.
All right. I have to tell you guys, I'm going to do a little toy, review here live on the My Little Pony talk show.
Ooh.
The fashion style Rainbow Dash, although her dress is pretty cool, her sunglasses are rocking, comes with way too many frickin' barrettes. Okay.
There is a lot of little pieces to those, aren't there?
Well, some of them make sense. Some of the little pieces, like, all right, let's say you look at Pinkie Pie, for instance. Her barrettes are small little pieces of candy. She's got this cool little thing that sits on her back that holds her cupcakes and whatnot. She's got another barrette that's bigger that has ribbons coming off it. And it all kind of, like, works together. It all, you know, some of the other ones have tiaras.
Rarity has a jeweled barrette.
Right, Rarity has the jeweled barrettes, but again, we're talking about size. The size of the jeweled barrettes on Rarity are not huge. They're not huge, huge barrettes. I mean, they're big, but they're not, like, gigantical. And then she has the one special barrette that's shaped like a crown with some ribbons coming off it. And that's pretty much how it goes with, like, all of the dress-em-uppers. They all have, you know, relatively reasonably sized accessories, and some variety to those accessories so that they all, it all works. You know, I'm into it. I dig it. However, Miss RD here, who I love as a character, who was super stoked to get her as a dress-up, has got some issues. She's got cool shades. I'm digging the shades. She's got her shoes, you know, makes sense. They all have shoes. They all have some sort of clothing. But the only other thing that she comes with are her barrettes. And her barrettes are seriously lacking. First of all, they're huge. They're easily 2 to 3 times bigger than any of the other fashion dress-up pony barrettes. Easily. And she has 6 of them. She doesn't have anything else going on, like how everybody else has either, you know, some other, like, accessory that's unique to them, like a wand or the basket or some of these other ones have unique little accessories. She doesn't. She has a ring, which really just doesn't really make sense on her because she's not really a big ring wearer. But, okay, they gave her a ring because I think they all get a ring. And it's a heart, so it's not even like it's a special, you know, screaming of Rainbow Dash's personality kind of ring. Her barrettes, although the one is a Wonderbolt symbol, like their little Wonderbolt badge, which is cute, but it doesn't, like, I almost had to look twice because it doesn't, like, have any ribbons or have anything like any additional color to it to really kind of set it apart as this is the special barrette, like how, for instance, Rarity's crown barrette is blue but has pink paint on it and ribbons, or
well, that's not entirely true, because the Rarity fashion styling actually came with multiple versions where some of the barrettes were, like, pink and some of the barrettes were, like, purple.
Right. No,
so,
I'm just talking about the main barrette, not the one that have the pink and the purple, but I'm talking about aside from the other barrettes, because they all had more than one barrette, but some of them have, like, a special barrette of the main barrettes. And I'm just saying, Rainbow Dash, for instance, that her special barrette, which I would assume is the one that's unique, is the one with Wonderbolt's icon badge. It, like, has nothing on it, like no bells and whistles. There's no additional colors to the wing. It's just one plain yellow. And then the other barrettes, she has 2 clouds and 2 shooting hearts. Instead of shooting stars, they're shooting hearts. And they're just one plain color. None of them are white. Like, you'd think the clouds should be white or something, but they're not. But they're huge. I mean, they're seriously huge barrettes. And it makes no sense because with her wings taking up a lot of space and where her hair goes and everything, I don't know. I'm very disappointed in her accessories. They could have done just something a little bit more, at least made the barrettes the size of, like, the other ones so that they were a little bit more, you know, you put the barrettes on this thing and her hair is, like, bound up in barrettes. It's not, they're not accessories anymore. It's like, I don't know how to describe it. It's, you literally just, there's no hair. It's all barrette. And her
that seems unfair to Rainbow Dash because, of course, in the show she has less hair than any of the other ponies. But I will say that I actually have two fashion style rarities, and the main barrettes are two different colors. They did actually make alternate colors.
They made alternate colors, but the barrette is a solid color.
I was going to say in the rarity one hat, the crown, the main barrette is blue with a pink stone, and the other, my other one has a purple crown with a pink stone.
Right, but you see the barrette has colors to it, whereas nothing interesting like that is going on with any of Rainbow Dash's accessories.
So Rainbow Dash's is just solid and no
just all
pink
of them
or...
are cookie cutter one color plastic. Like okay, like Pinkie Pie's headband is pink with a purple bow on it, and Twilight's Sparkle's tiara is yellow with a pink star on it. And, you know, they all have, like, different things going on. You know, Princess Celestia has a blue wand with a yellow star on top of it. Nothing on Rainbow Dash, with the exception of her shoes. I mean, her sunglasses, all solid color. All of her barrettes, solid color. It's like, wow, what happened to poor RD here, man? She got the cheap end of the stick. It's like, I'm really disappointed they didn't do a little bit more with her accessories. I mean, they did such a good job with everybody else's. They kind of lamed out on Rainbow Dash.
Well,
you think?
A little bit.
Should I tell you how I really feel? No, but I've seen worse.
Oh yeah, it's
I mean,
worse.
Look at the crown carriage from Rarity.
I'm talking out of the dress-up dude. She got the shortest end of the stick. All right, wait a minute. I'll look at the crown and this carriage in a second. Let me put Rainbow Dash with her buds so they can console her after me ripping into her accessories. She's like, man, not my fault. I had nothing to do with it.
See, I haven't had a chance to see a Rainbow Dash in the styling size. I have seen Twilight Sparkles, and that made me ask myself a question that perhaps many of us will end up asking once we see Twilight Sparkle in the styling size, which is, I have her. How come she gets her crown that's her element of harmony, but nobody else got theirs?
You mean nobody else got their collars?
Yeah,
and
nobody
else had collars.
You'd think in the styling size, if they weren't going... You know, if they were going to give Twilight Sparkle her Element of Harmony crown, why wouldn't they have given the other ponies their Element of Harmony colors?
Because Hasbro is kicking in again.
Yeah, they're starting to do some weird things. I need one last one, and I'll have them all. Well, obviously, I need AJ, guys. Hook me up out there in the Ponyverse.
I will see if I can find an AJ. I've seen more of AJ and Rarity than of any other.
Ridiculous.
No, like at Target for like 25.
Oh, are they 25? I thought they were like more like 15. They're 15 or 20. They're not $25. Actually, I want to say they were $12.99, but anyway.
Maybe they were $12.99. I spent so much time in the toy section that I may be confusing prices.
There are, you know, everything seems more expensive these days. Anywho, so you were going to say, what about Rarity's, what, were you going to talk, oh, her crown, or were you talking about, like, one of her other, her carriage?
Carriage.
Her carriage. What's wrong with her carriage?
You have it?
Yeah, I have, like, three of them. I have the one that came with the big castle, I had the one that came alone, and I have the one that comes with the special bonus star swirl. So I have more Rarity castles than I know. Carriages that I know what to do with.
But you don't find the quality of the plastic bad?
Well, I think it's a quality of plastic that I've seen enough times in the toys before. So it's not like the first time I've encountered this particular type of plastic.
Okay.
That I don't find it unusual. It's just a different type. I don't think it's particularly bad. I think they just wanted to make it maybe sturdier. It's not soft. It's not the softer plastic that
yes, it's a,
that's
that
on some of the other toys.
Breakable plastic, the hard plastic.
It's a harder
the
plastic.
The brittle kind of plastic.
Yes, yes.
It doesn't feel too
so,
bad, I don't think.
Well, I'm not so disappointed about the quality, but what price they're asking for it with that quality.
Well, you know what, though? I mean, like, I broke down, and I bought the Canterlot Castle, the big one, the $40 or $50, whatever price it was. I think I wound up paying $35. The cardboard monstrosity that everybody was like, are you freaking kidding us? This is the castle, a piece of cardboard? They can do worse. I'm just thrilled that the other stuff is still plastic. I mean, I want a real playset. I want a real castle. But I think when we were at PonyCon in Rhode Island, and when we met with the developers, I was in the group that got to go back and meet with all the actual toy designers and the developers, and we asked them, hey, what's up? You know, we want a real castle. We want, you know, bells and whistles. And one of the problems they said was how cost prohibitive it would be to make playsets that large. And I don't know obviously they've made large plastic playsets in the past, and I don't know if something has changed in the petroleum industry, which is part of a product of making plastic, where now plastic has just become much more expensive to do on that kind of scale.
I think what they
felt they couldn't.
I think what it is the economy. People have less money. It's not that they would have to charge any more than they ever did. It's whether or not a large population at this time has the money to spend on a product that costs that much.
But that one castle,
it did cost an awful lot. For as much as they charged for the cardboard castle set, they could have made a plastic model.
It's
a matter of greed, too. It's not the profit margin that they're looking for.
I think it's what they were trying to do with it. I think what they chose to do was go for accessories and ponies instead of building.
I can't
building.
Hear again. I have no idea what happened. Somebody call me back.
That's
again.
Great. Okay. So I think Nietzsche has found a new way to deal with Little Alley Cat. Anybody else getting that feeling? You get in your say, and they say, oh, crap, can't hear you. Darn. I applaud her for her technique. Well, basically what I was going to say is, like, all right, they did, what was it, with the G3s, they came out with a huge, huge castle thing.
Huge. I think I don't know if that thing rivals the
Paradise Estates?
Yeah.
It takes up a lot of real estate, I'll tell you that. I didn't get it because
I have it.
It's huge.
I have the castle. The box it is in is huge.
The box is ridiculous. I can get inside the box that thing came in. I had Paradise Estates, and I had to sell because I didn't have the real estate for it. And this other thing is, like, worse. Not only does it take up probably damn near as much space, it's not even as nice to look at. But when that came out, that was something I want to say. It was around the range of $50. It was expensive.
Oh, yeah.
But it was plastic, and it did come with some ponies. So for me, it makes no sense why the castle, this cardboard castle, you're going to sit there and tell me that's the best they could do for $40. They could have just put one pony with the playset, a few less accessories, and made a rockin' building.
Yeah.
For $40. I am not buying the economy argument, because they did put out a playset that cost $40. Now, if it was a $20 playset, I would totally be like, yeah, the economy, blah, blah. But you know what? They're still, no. I don't know what was going on. They gave you a million and one accessories, and yes, if you broke it down as cost per item and, you know, how much you really were getting, it's like, okay, well, I think I said I paid like $35 or $32, somewhere in that range. There was a sale where it wasn't really a terrible deal. I think it's more the disappointment of it's a freaking cardboard play set. So going back to Rarity's Carriage, which is what started it all, I'm just happy that it's plastic. Compared to a cardboard castle, Rarity's carriages are like gems of the collection. They they feel brittle, but they're not, I mean, unless you're going to throw the thing across the room, I don't think it's going to break as easy as you may think it might. And
I'm not really disappointed
with them.
I'm not so, let's make myself clear. I'm not so disappointed by the quality of the plastic, but about the price they're asking for. I mean, here in the Netherlands, they ask about, what, $20 for it?
For the carriage?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's on sale.
That's on sale?
Yes.
Well, you guys also get a lot more for your bang for your buck over there, if I understand, like things like your education, your higher education, and your healthcare system, and a bunch of other stuff.
I don't care. Just give me my ponies.
Yeah, no, you don't. You wouldn't say that if you lived in another country where they let you bleed on the street. All right. So, given everything, yes, I tend to lean a little bit more towards that social. The socialist kinds of programs that I would rather pay a little bit more for discretionary items and know that I would be able to get medical care regardless of what's going on with me. You know, that they're not going to be like, sorry, your insurance, you don't have insurance, or you can't get cancer treatment. Oh, well, sucks to be you, rather than get my pony, you know, for a few bucks less.
Well, okay.
You gotta look at the grand scheme of things. You know, when you're a kid and you're healthy and you think everything's great, you don't appreciate that as much. But I'd pay $5 more per pony if I knew that my health care and my higher education was covered. But that's just me, because I'm old and I have to think about that stuff.
Uh-huh. Which comes to think about, I've done a awesome purchase last week.
Oh, an awesome purchase.
Ooh.
Oh, what'd you get?
I went to, my mother and I went to look for some bathroom accessories. And we along the way, we stopped at a toy store. And I walked in, and I didn't expect to find any ponies, because they usually don't sell ponies. And when I hit the pony section, they had all some G4s, and one of them was Feather May, the hot pink pony.
The what pony?
The hot pink pony with the parrot.
Right, right.
Oh, yeah. I have one in Peru.
Right, the one with the little parrot? That's one of Pony Genie's favorite G4s, because she comes with a parrot.
And I don't know if you know, but her main issue with her is that her body and head really often mismatch. And
it's sort of like Twilight Sparkle.
Oh, yeah, Twilight Sparkle.
Yeah. And her head is
back.
Much darker.
Yep.
And her head is much darker than her body, so that's not very pretty. But when I picked her up, her head and body completely matched. So I was really happy to find her in good condition.
Moonrise engine.
Congratulations on
yay,
your find.
Ooh,
yay
nice.
For this week. Yes.
Boy, and just in time for us to say Pony Night Night.
Hey!
Okay.
You know what? I just opened up the little pamphlet that came with Rainbow Dash, fashion-style Rainbow Dash, and it's almost like a little poster.
Cool.
Almost, like the other side shows Canterlot and a little choo-choo train track going all over the place around the little buildings of... like everybody's home. Like it goes by Pinkie Pie's cottage and Applejack's barn.
And we've only got 60 seconds to say goodnight.
So that's cute. Don't throw away your insert, people.
One more question. What was the purpose of the title of the show for tonight?
Anything can happen Friday.
We were originally supposed to do Friendship is Magic review the episodes, but yeah, we ended
that's
up
not
changing.
Happening. Yeah, that's going to be next week.
That'll
this
be
week
next
was
week.
Anything Can Happen Friday.
Okay, so I can sleep next week?
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be talking about pony shows and probably more about pony toys and just current pony stuff.
All right. I'm not so up with the G4s, so.
Well, none of us are really as up on it as the bronies or anything, but we got to talk about it a little bit.
Okay,
it's
but
still
we're
going to
say pony night right now.
All right.
Even though,
so, pony night.
Pony
good
night.
Night.
Yum, yum. Thanks for being here, Niti.
Oh, anytime.
You.
This
you're
is Game on All, and you have. This is Game on All, and you have listened to Pony Talk. See you next week. Bye bye.
Yeah, you did that live.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No.
Well, then you re-recorded it because it didn't do what it usually does.
No, I turned up the sound.
No, no. She said something slight. She, like, said something. She didn't say the see you next week.
Yes, she did.
Or something. Something was different. I'll rewind it later.
It did have a hiccup.
This is Game on All.
See, it hiccuped again.
That's because I turned it back off.
Yeah, tonight's show is just all kinds of full of wind. Let me just say that. It's been a full of wind kind of day.
Well,
but
it
was good to talk to you all.
Better than last week.
Oh, wow. Good thing well, last week we weren't here, were we?
Sorry.
I know, I was totally bummed. My alarm went off. And we weren't here.
Last week was the first time doing both jobs at the same time. And with my work schedule, it was just complete. My work schedule right now is complete and utter chaos. I go at 6 a.m. to the one job, then I leave there, go to the second job, and I don't know what time I'm going to leave at the second job because I basically wait until the doctor throws me out the building.
Well, then we're happy you survived both jobs last week, then.
Yes.
Yes,
and I have to work.
We could have not had a show at all this week, too, had she not survived.
Yes. We almost didn't because I have to work again tomorrow. Because the school job now has me doing two classes, one of which is on Saturdays.
But you have a job, and as long as you have a job, that means you have ponies.
Yes.
So it's all good.
And the means to maybe get to the pony convention.
Yeah, I'm kind of stuck in the place where I need to make more ponies to make some money while I'm laid off, but at the same time it requires me to buy supplies to make more ponies to make more money while I'm laid off.
That's like one of them. That's definitely a bit of a trick, huh?
Yeah, it's that you have to spend money to make money thing.
Yeah, rock and hard place scenario. All right, well, I hope it looks up for you guys, for you not having to getting accustomed to working too much and you actually getting to work more. And, well, Yum Yum doesn't have to work, so maybe he'll just get to sleep.
Hey.
But you're young enough. Enjoy it while you can.
This week. I had exams last week.
Okay, well, schoolwork is hard work, so
do
go to an exam. Stay up till 4 or 5 a.m.
Oh, I would give anything to have schoolwork again. Those were the good days.
It has its own. It has its own stresses. Believe me,
yes,
having
that's true.
Back in school after 20
and being,
years, it's got its own host of things to keep you up at night.
And being on the other side of that red pen, yeah.
Well, it's true. I mean, I have been out of school for over a decade now, so I am probably looking at it through rose-colored glasses.
Yeah.
To a degree, yeah. You know, what I think was the most challenging was, although having a job and going to work is exhausting, it's only like initially got a certain amount of exhaustion. It kind of levels off to a certain kind of exhaustion because you become accustomed to what your job entails and the things that you do and getting through your day. Whereas school, the thing that's most exhausting about it is you're constantly having to work your brain with and bombard it with new material.
Yes.
And so four hours can feel like eight hours. And you have to remember, and you're just, it's exhausting in that way. It's not physically exhausting, but you are constantly, it's an onslaught of your brain that is just, it never ends. It's not like you can go in the next day and it's going to be okay and you get into the swing of it, because you're going to be bombarded with all new material.
Yes.
That is true. And then you have to really work on your study habits to make sure that you're getting the right things in on time. And
yes. So it's,
yeah,
it's a skill set also to be a good student, and it has its own exhaustive properties. Although, that said, it can, you know, I find it is
okay.
Rewarding. It can be good,
I was
too.
Really serious about I need to go to bed because I need to be up at 6 a.m.
Oh, yeah, that's
not
right. That's right. Panda starts getting cranky. So everybody say goodnight to Panda.
Night, Panda.
Sorry.
Good night, everybody.
Sorry.
See you next week.
If it wasn't the fact that I got to be up at 5 a.m., yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Next week. Oh, no. No. About 2 weeks.
Two weeks, I guess.
Okay.
2 weeks for you.
Yes. Oh. Yes.
Okay. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Night. Bye.
Night-night. Is that it? Are we alone? Well, this pony's got to go to bed. So, till next week, pony happies.